And good morning. Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2015. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. We have so many great people in the studio with us. I'm just going to do a round robin and ask you to introduce yourselves to our right.
Hi, my name is Sophie Nethercutt, and I am the Tongass Community Organizer at the Sitka Conservation Society. And I'm here along with some great people to chat with you about our upcoming community bike ride tomorrow.
I am Sarah Commissar. I am a Jesuit volunteer at the Conservation Society, and I'm excited to help plan this event.
And I'm Aaron Prussian. I'm a local cyclist and a part-time bike mechanic.
Great. You got through the hardest part. Introducing yourself is often difficult. So the event itself is really exciting. It's kind of the big finale to National Bike Month. Is that correct? There's a few events that have been going on in Sitka, and how will this one all work? What will happen on Saturday, and how can people get involved?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is some bike mechanic work at 1:30 at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. We'll have four bike mechanics down there.
And this is on Saturday?
On Saturday.
This Saturday,
Yep, tomorrow. And so the four of us will be working down there, just doing some general bike maintenance, mostly things like lubing chains and maybe some cable adjustments and making sure derailleurs are hitting all the gears and pumping up tires and things like that. And then maybe give people a list of things that they could, or maybe that things are necessary to fix on their bikes. And so maybe they could take them down to the local bike shop and have them fixed. So we're just going to do some light bike mechanic on Saturday.
So that's from 1:30 to 3?
Yep.
And then what happens at 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock, we're going to gather for a little parade, and we're going to start at Centennial Hall at 3 p.m., and Mayor Mim is going to lead us down to the National Park, and we're going to loop back around, and then we'll have prizes for most decorated bike, and just talk about our next move for the day.
Yeah, after our kids loop, we will be heading to the HPR rec, so we're going to basically say get to the rec in whatever way you want. Some people can take the cross trail, some people can take Halbert Point Road, and we will meet up at the rec and have a big cookout. We've had some fantastic donations from C-Mart, so the Hames Corporation, as well as Lakeside, and hopefully some more people, but we've got a lot of great food awaiting bikers at the HPR rec that will start around 4:30.
And we were really lucky to have our prizes donated by Murray Pacific and Orion's.
And prizes for best decorated bike?
Right.
So how are you guys going to decorate your bike? You're the organizers. You have the y'all.
Well, pressure is on. Yeah. Well, I don't want to give it all away, but I'm really seeing streamers in my future.
Ooh, you caught me. streamers, we've got a lot of paint and glitter. So that, I would say show up tomorrow and see what our incredible bike decorations will look like. But we're brainstorming right now. If people have ideas, feel free to call in.
Yeah, safety and visibility is something we'll really be looking for in our judging. So keep that in mind.
Oh, safety and visibility. Interesting. So it's not just hanging, we were talking earlier, a bunch of like hoochies off your bike and looking all pizzazzed. It's what can be done to make the bike safer and more visible. Of course, you want to win the costume contest, but from a daily rider perspective, what can people do?
Well, glow-in-the-dark hoochies would be great because they, for night visibility.
Exactly.
But someone could probably speak to that.
Oh, in terms of riding safety, I think the biggest thing is following the rules of the road and riding a bike, making your intentions clear to drivers. I think that's probably the biggest thing I see in town or people on bikes who maybe zip their way across the road in different places and cars don't know what to expect. So I think that's really important.
You know, I ride a bike around town. I have Robert Woolsey's very ancient bike from the 90s, and he loves this bicycle, and it didn't have a taillight for at least the first month or two I worked here, and every day he'd come in. He didn't care how productive or with the stories I'd working on. He'd just say, you get that taillight yet? You get that taillight yet? And I finally got it, and it feels really good to bike around with it, to be honest.
Yep, make yourself seen.
Yourself seen. And so a fleet of people are going to be biking towards HPR on Saturday. you are both from Sitka Conservation Society, and I think when people think of biking, they think of fitness, and you are coming at it from an environmental perspective, in a sense. So what's the connection there between biking and doing good things for our planet? Because that might actually not occur to people. They just think, oh, I want to, you know,
bike,
get my exercise. Exactly.
No, biking is fantastic for the planet. As you know, cars produce a lot of harmful greenhouse gases, and bikes do not. They also don't run on oil, so biking brings us, you know, much farther away from the volatility and prices and environmental damage that can be caused by oil. But also, bikes take a lot less to produce. Just the manufacturing that goes into cars is huge. So, you know, for the same materials and all the all the chemicals and materials that go into a car, you can produce, I think, 70 to 100 bikes, which is another thing to think about. I also, as I go about, because I bike everywhere, and I, even when I go to the grocery store, I just have a backpack on my back and my bike. So I end up taking with me a lot less as I go throughout my day. So biking, I think, can be not just sustainable in using less gas, but also you accumulate less stuff. I notice that my consumption is a lot less when I'm on a bike.
Interesting. So it kind of streamlines your life. And you had come up with a love list to biking. You said some things that you liked about biking. What are a few other things if folks still aren't sold on the benefits of biking after a month-long campaign in Sitka?
Absolutely. Well, I think biking, if it's not fun, no one's going to do it. And I personally, I love biking to work every morning. I live up by the Sitka High School, so I begin my morning with a nice descent down Monastery where I just coast, and the pyramids are usually in the background, and I'm looking out at the snowy mountains, and the wind is whipping through my hair. But of course, I also have a helmet on, but it can still do that. And it's just this... I smile every time that I bike down that hill, and it's a great way to start the day. And I think something that, of course, you notice when you're going for a walk and moving slightly slower than in a vehicle is when you bike, you notice the smaller things in life. I pass by Swan Lake every morning, for example, and I can always look at what ducks are there and how thin the ice is and what plants are growing by the side of the road. And it's those little details that you really do miss if you're traveling by car.
Yeah. What about, I'm curious actually, what was your first bike ever? Do you remember your very first bicycle? What was it?
I had a blue Schwinn 10-speed. It was with racks on the back to deliver papers. I think it was great. I wish I still had it.
You were a delivery boy.
Oh, yeah. Steel bike. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
I don't really remember my first bike, but I remember, like, my first cool bike.
Okay.
So it was like a hand-me-down from this older girl in junior high who I really looked up to. And I just thought it looked so cool on it because it was like, I don't know, kind of like a mountain bike. And I just felt really awesome riding it to school. And I rode it until I was, like, too tall for it.
And your knees were up to your chin.
Yeah, basically.
That whole, like, elephant on a tricycle feeling.
Yeah. I was trying to hold on to it. And then I had to, like, when I became, like, a middle schooler, I bought two BMX bikes. I don't know why. I didn't buy two. Actually, my first one got stolen. Oh. It was so sad. And then I cried my eyes out. My parents let me buy another one, and it had pegs on the front and the back so I could ride my friends on the pegs. This is in Michigan, and I just thought I was the coolest ever trying to ride my friends around.
You're a biking rock star.
Yeah.
Sophie's shaking her head.
I wish I could remember. I think it was pink and had training wheels, and that's about it. Streamers. I do remember there were purple and pink and white streamers.
Little girl bikes. They'll have the little whoo on the ends on the handlebars.
You got it.
So... We're wrapping up for the morning, but it is really great to have all three of you here in the studio. And I think the only thing I really wanted to ask is, do you need any help from the community to pull this event off, or anyone you want to thank while you're here? Something people should know in advance, other than just show up with a Pimp My Ride out bicycle with blue whale posters and exploding fireworks.
Well, that would honestly would be perfect. The best, one of the best things you can do is show up on Saturday. All it takes, the event is totally free. No registration is required. So as many people as we can get out, we want to see a critical mass of people biking for a reason. But even if you don't have one or just you're just discovering what you love about biking, we'd love to see you. Again, bike maintenance is from 1:30 to 3, and then we'd love to see you at 3.
Right, and even if you have little ones that can't necessarily bike all the way out to HPR, you're more than welcome to do the parade route with us and meet us out there in a car.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck with the event.
Thank you.
Thanks Emily.